We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking with Fort Riley officials here today. We're going to talk with a couple ladies here on the Fort Riley Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Is that a committee? Is that what it is?
No, we're MWR. We're on Fort Riley. We do all the recreation and fun things that happen on Fort Riley, basically.
Okay. Well, that's the voice of Melissa Phelps. Good morning.
That's me. Good morning.
And Leanne Slinger is also here as well.
Good morning.
Thank you, guys. And we're going to talk a lot about a couple of events here coming up in August. The first one is August 17th, and Melissa's going to talk about that. It's the cardboard boat race at Custer Hill Aquatic Park.
Yep, we're going to hold the very first ever Fort Riley cardboard boat race, and we are extremely excited about this. So basically, everyone needs to get their old boxes out of their garage, go down to Walmart, get some duct tape, and make yourself a cardboard boat and come out and race it at the aquatic park.
So why do something like this? What's the point?
Because why not? Why would you not want to sink your boat? No, it's going to be great. You're going to want to do it just because it's fun. It's a really good way to kind of push out the end of summer before school starts. And it's just a good way to bond with your kids or your family member or your friends. Anyone can do this of any age. You don't have to have kids to do it. You can always come out with your friends. And it's just a good team sport to do. And it's really fun to compete against other people as well.
Do you find kids still like to make cardboard boats? Because I know a lot of them are on, like, iPhones and iPods and stuff.
I think a lot of kids don't know about this, especially if they're more into technology. But I think if the parents showed them, they would be really into it. So if you look, like, on Google or YouTube, you'll see, like, schools do this all across the country, and there's not a phone in anyone's hand, except for the parents, of course, taking pictures. But kids get to be kids, and they get to do something that's really fun and artsy and exciting.
Now, have you ever had a race like this before at Fort Riley?
Nope, this is the first one on Fort Riley. So we're going to try it out, and hopefully everyone comes to it. It's going to be great. We'll do it again next year.
What let's talk about maybe the rules of the kind of the lay of the land, what people need to know.
Okay, so it's pretty basic. So when you construct your boat, all the things you can use is cardboard and duct tape. You can't use anything else. You can't use plastic, no fiberglass, nothing like that. It's just cardboard and it's just duct tape. And then you'll go against one other person in the pool. So you'll start at the edge of the pool and you go 50 feet down and 50 feet back. So it's a 100-foot course. And you go more against the time and distance than you do the other person directly. So if you go out 50 feet and then you sink, but your competitor goes out 60 feet and they sink, then your competitor will win based on distance. Now, if you both sink at 50 feet, the winner will be decided on who got there the quickest. So it's against time and distance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's going to be a lot of people sinking because cardboard doesn't hold up very well in water.
So I have a really great story to tell you real quick. So my friend and I in the office, we decided to make a video that we're still working on that we're going to post on Facebook. And she built a cardboard boat and I built a cardboard boat. And we did it in about an hour. So it was really bad. And we went out to the aquatic park and the lifeguards made a really good boat. They took about 2 weeks to make it. And all three of us went at once and the lifeguards got all the way across the pool. I couldn't even get in my boat because the way I made it, I wasn't able to get into it. So I just flopped over and it was really bad. And then her boat went about 20 feet and then she was completely underwater. And I got one leg in my boat and then my other leg was still hanging out. So I was spinning in a circle the whole time until I eventually just drowned and my boat sank to the bottom of the pool.
Oh, no.
So don't do it that way. I highly recommend working on your boat now. That way it'll be feasible for the 17th.
Well, you know, things like that would make it a great spectator event because there's going to be a lot of comedy, I would think.
Oh, it was so funny. And once this video comes out, everyone needs to watch it because it was great.
All right. So, and this is open to anybody that can participate.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone's always welcome to come to our events. It is $5 a person, even if you're just watching, it is $5. And that is because it is the pool facility. So even after the race is over, that $5 still gets you an all-day pass to the pool. So you can hang out after the event, go swimming, you know, do whatever you need to do. And if you have a season pass to the aquatic center, then you don't need to pay the $5. It would just be your season pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you need to sign up in advance, right?
Nope. You don't need to sign up in advance. It's just to show up the day of. And we'll have registration out there and a place to park your boat while we're waiting. So.
Okay. And again, this is August 17th. What time will that start?
We are running this from 10 to noon.
10 to noon, okay.
And then we'll go over if a lot of people will show up, but we're kind of estimating about a two-hour event.
Okay, that'll be at Custer Hill Aquatic Park on Fort Riley.
Yes.
And, okay, well, thank you so much for that, Melissa. Looks like a fun event coming up.
I look forward to seeing your boat, Brandon.
I'll think about it here. I don't know that I'm very crafty with cardboard and making boats.
But you'll get a medal if you come out with a boat on it.
Oh, okay.
So everyone gets a medal.
Very good.
That'd be great.
Well, Leanne Slinger is also here, and she's going to talk about the Bow Slinger 3D Archery Tournament.
Yeah.
That's coming up August 24th.
Yes. Yep, 24 August. It's going to be a really exciting new event we have at Fort Riley. So for those of you who don't know what a 3D archery tournament is, or 3D archery in general, it is, if you imagine a life-size version of an animal or a creature like Sasquatch, that is made in a foam form and life size, and then people get the opportunity to shoot at it with a bow and arrow. So it's kind of cool for people to come out, have a good time, and just see different creatures along the course. So
and archery is a growing sport. I know
it is.
It's popularized a lot in the Hunger Games movies.
Yes.
So it's you talked a little bit about the targets and course. What does it cost to participate?
So depending on the category, it ranges from $25 all the way up to $45 for pre-registration. The same day registration is going to be $10 in advance, so we encourage pre-registration. We are also capping it at 125 participants. We are currently at 35 signups at the moment, so we only have around 90 slots left. So those are going to be the ranges. And the payout, this is going to be a payout event, so you have the opportunity to win up to $500. All the details are listed on our MWR page. So, yeah.
And so it probably helps to have a little bit of skill here if you're coming out to win the prize money.
Yeah, it does. And you can pick which category you will be in. So we have seven different categories. We have men's open, men's bow hunter, women's open, women's bow hunter, traditional, active duty, as well as youth. So we did break youth up into two different sections. So youth starts at 8 years old and is up to 17 years old. The two different categories for youth are broken up into 8 to 14, and then we have 15 to 17 as well. So it's a great opportunity for people to come out, especially families. I know archery can be a big family event as well, and it's really big in this area. We're just excited to offer it as an opportunity for the community around Fort Riley to participate.
And where does this take place at again on post?
So this is going to be at the Adventure Park on Fort Riley. So the old golf course we had up there was converted into the Outdoor Adventure Park. So we have a perfect layout for it. So it's along a 1.54 mile course of walking. We will have golf cart shuttles. So when you get all the way out to the last target at target 25, we will be able to shuttle you back so you don't have to walk the full way. So, and this is a known tournament, so known distance tournament. Tournaments can be either known or unknown or a mix. This is a known distance tournament. So people, as soon as you get to your station, you know what distance you will be shooting the target at.
Okay. And I have to admit, I've never done archery myself here, so I wouldn't know the first thing about if I were to come out and start to shoot a bow and arrow. But if somebody is new to this, could they come out as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're more than welcome to sign up and come out. Okay. Highly encouraged.
All right. And a couple of great family events, really, both of these events. And is that kind of what you guys strive for here when you put on something like this?
Absolutely. So open to serious competitors if you're coming out here by yourself. And it's also open to people who want to make it a family event and who want to bond as a family and grow as a family and have fun doing it outdoors. You know, like Melissa was saying, kind of the only person holding a cell phone would be the person taking a picture, and that's it. Otherwise, you're just enjoying the outdoors.
All right. It sounds like a good time, and weather should be nice. It's still August, so that's a good thing. We got August 17th, again, the cardboard boat race, and August 24th, the 3D archery tournament. Anything else we should know?
Sign-ups are all online for the Bow Slinger Archery Tournament, the Fort Riley Bow Slinger Archery Tournament. It's on RileyMWR.com. Pre-registration is only open through noon on August 22nd. Otherwise, same-day registration is going to be available after that. We do have easy access post-registration and in pre-registration. So what that means is we do all the legwork for you, getting you through the access gate. So all you have to do is show up and show your ID if you pre-register. If you do same-day registration, then you will have to go to the visitor center and wait on average anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how many people are there, and go through the process yourself.
Okay, so it helps to pre-register.
Absolutely.
Then. Okay. All right. Well, again, August 24th is the Bow Slinger 3D Archery Tournament, and then the Cardboard Boat Race is August 17th, and that's happening out at Custer Hill Aquatic Park on post. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
There's
been some great events to talk about. Leanne Slinger and Melissa Phelps here joining us from Fort Riley. And we'll return with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.